Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
Hello there. It's wonderful to be able to connect with you today and also with my web church and Women in Ministry Network. I'll be connecting with my web church later on after this, but I wanted you all to hear what the Lord's been giving me over the last few days in particular. And I want to first of all share with you about the importance of prophetic warnings and what they are for, how to handle them. And I have one that I want to give after I do that. So if we could open up our Bibles, first of all, to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. I just want to set this in place because in verse 12, the Apostle Paul, who's writing to the church at Ephesus, which was full of all kinds of occultism and temple worship to false gods and things like that. So new believers had to face a lot when they came to the Lord. They faced warfare right away. Of course, there's a resistance in the unseen realm. And it says, for we do not wrestle, that means battle. We're actually in a battle against flesh and blood. This is not like about people, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places or in the spiritual realm. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and when you've done all to stand. Okay, so we see some instruction in Ephesians 6 about warfare, but also defining it, saying that our battle isn't in the natural, it's actually in the spiritual. And I don't have time to unpack this fully right now. I might do some more with my web church later on. But in the unseen dimension, there are layers of demonic hierarchy. Now, we know that the devil fell out of heaven, so he's not in God's place of abode. He's actually operating out of the second heaven or the one beneath or in the earth. But it's talking about in the heavenly places or in the spiritual realm. So I would identify that as second heaven warfare. He's talking about principalities. In other words, ruling spirits over nations and over regions, over territories of land and over different peoples, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the spiritual realm. So he's identifying that we, as we're battling or as we're identifying battles of the enemy, that we can't fight it in the natural. It has to be fought in the spirit, has to be fought in the place of prayer, in the place of decree before the Lord. Now, what I want to identify right now, especially, is that the Lord spoke to me very clearly this morning and invited me to share this with you, is that the power of words is the very center of our warfare. It's the power of words. And in fact, we see in 2 Corinthians about casting down, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And it talks about casting down thoughts, casting down imaginations. Well, where do those come from? It comes from words of the enemy. The enemy speaks temptation to us with words into our mind. That's what he tempted Jesus with in the wilderness. He spoke into Jesus' mind, and he'll speak into your mind. He'll speak into society's mind with words that are of a demonic nature, not a godly nature. And we see this in Revelation chapter 12, where the woman was being chased by the dragon. She was the woman who was carrying the child within her womb. The dragon came after her, and the Lord took her into the wilderness to protect her, but the dragon followed her there, and it says he spewed out water out of his mouth, and that is words, the power of words. So what the Lord wants to give you a warning of today is to be very careful what thoughts you are listening to, what words you are listening to. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus said, it'll be measured back to you according to what you're listening to. So if there's a principality that is trying to knock out the church or trying to set one nation against another nation, he's going to do it through thought, speaking negative thoughts about one group against another group, or speaking lies. It says in the scripture that the devil is the father of lies, but we know that the word of God is truth. So right now, the Lord wants you to stand on the word, because the word is truth. And this morning, I felt from the Holy Spirit that his church was not understanding the importance of his word being spoken through their mouth. Because when you speak one word from the mouth of God, it will actually swallow up and destroy the words of the enemy. It will conquer the words of the enemy. No weapon of words that is formed against you can prosper. Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against you will prosper, because every tongue that has risen up against you will be condemned. It will be spoken down. It will be brought down by the word of truth. And so it's very important that we don't just sit back, listen to the devil's lies, and then speak those lies out of our mouth. Because as we do, we'll fill the atmosphere with lies, and it'll promote fear and unbelief and terror and all those things. That's why it's really important not always to watch the news in the evening, where it gives you all the headlines of the terrible things that are happening in the world today, because it puts those thoughts in your mind, and then it causes you to speak them out and to repeat them. So what we're actually doing when we repeat them is that we are coming into agreement with the enemy's words, okay? And we don't want to do that, because words can create or destroy. The Bible says that they can bless or they can curse. And so we have to be very careful to have a guard on our mouth. And it's interesting that we are in the decade of the mouth, the pay, the Hebrew letter pay, which is this whole decade of the 80s in the Hebrew calendar. We are in the decade of the mouth, the power of the mouth, and we need to be creating and not destroying with our mouth. And so the Lord wants you to remember that one word from God's mouth will destroy the words of the enemy. It'll condemn the words of the enemy and bring them down, so that it is not formed against you. It will not prosper. Even if it's tried to form against you, it will not prosper. Now, prophetic warnings.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com. You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seers ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
Are really helpful, extremely helpful. And the purpose of a prophetic warning, when God warns you of something coming, maybe an impending disaster, or he reveals to you an assault of the enemy, it is not so that you will go into fear, and not so that you will use your words to provoke unbelief and fear and terror in other people, or to come into agreement with what he's revealing to you, but the exact opposite. So Jesus shared in the Gospels, he said, if you know that a thief is coming, you will prepare yourself against him, if you know that ahead of time. So let's say that there was a thief in your neighborhood and you caught wind that he was ready to attack your house and he was going to break in. You would make sure that you latched your doors, that you alerted the police, that you made sure your windows were latched and everything was safe and sound. You would make sure that you did that because you had insight that he was coming. It's not something that should give you fear. It's something that should give you confidence. So when God gives a prophetic warning, never should it promote fear. It should always promote confidence in what the Lord is going to do, because he wants to turn it around. Okay. So I'm carrying a warning right now, again, not to put fear in anyone, but so that we can prepare for it, because God works everything together for good. It always works together for good. But it is in regards to Rosh Hashanah this year. We know that Rosh Hashanah is between the 6th and the 8th of September this year. It's early. And so our ministry always prepares ahead of time for it. We want to position ourselves in God, position ourselves in the victory for what is to come. And I believe that the Lord has shown me that the enemy would love to launch an assault on the body and on the nations with a global strategy to establish mindsets that are not of the Lord and control issues that are not of the Lord. He would love to do that. And that God wants us to thwart his plans. He wants us to thwart his plan, that there'll be no attack, nothing that would hinder the body, nothing that would hinder God's agenda, nothing that would destroy lives. And so he wants us as a body to know, okay, the enemy is talking about a plan. He's talking about a strategy, but we're not concerned about that. We're not afraid of it. We just go and we fortify our nations, our cities, our lives, our families. We fortify them. How? With the word of God. And that's what's so powerful about prophecy, because prophecy is decreeing the word of God. And it says in Isaiah 55:11 that when that word goes forth, it accomplishes everything that it's sent to do. And it will fortify and it will protect. Now, it has to be by faith, not by fear. Like, we see too much right now in the body of Christ of a fear trigger going on. As soon as something, you know, negative is said, we're all afraid and we jump on board with it and we believe the lie that the enemy wants to destroy. We believe it's going to happen to us, and then we start talking about it with our friends and it just builds and builds and builds and builds. We put it out over social media, and then all of a sudden we are building in the spirit a realm of platform for the enemy to do whatever he wants to do. And this needs to stop. And so how do we handle it? We handle it with our words, with confident words of faith, decreeing, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against my nation will prosper. No weapon formed against the church in this hour will prosper, because I'm going to rise up and condemn every curse and every strategy of the enemy that is trying to rise up. And we stand in the authority of Jesus. We stand strong to thwart the plans of the enemy. Now, we know that no matter what we go through, God is going to work it together for good. So when you're close to the Lord, he is good. Therefore, your life is good no matter what. So you have to settle that within your spirit, no matter what you see going on around you. For example, the whole earth got hit with a pandemic in 2020. And it was, you know, taking lives, it took lives, but God was working things together for good in his people. And as we drew near to him, even the mishaps, even the hardships of it worked together for good for those who are focused on that, for those who will believe for that. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't tragedies, there were. I'm not saying that there wasn't heartbreaking situations, there was, but God works it together for good. And we are always the victor. We are not a defeated foe because Jesus is not defeated. Jesus is the ultimate victor. And you and I, as his believers, are in him. So when we receive a prophetic warning, we should be excited about the great victory that is going to come as a result of this. So what I want you to do is start to make decrees of victory in the Lord over your life, over your nation, whatever your nation is, especially between now and the Day of Atonement, all the way through Rosh Hashanah and the Day of Atonement, to make decrees of the Lord's will. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we condemn. And watch over your mouth to speak words that create blessing. In fact, decree over yourself, I am blessed and I am a blessing. I have a shield of protection around me. Decree Psalm 91 over you, over your family, over your nation, over your city. Decree it so that you can be inside that bubble of glory, because the glory of the Lord, the knowledge of his glory, is covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. And we need to always remember that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And we must absorb the victory that is promised us in the word of God. We must start acting like the church, the ruling body of Jesus in the earth. We need to start acting like it, not like just dragging ourselves through and, you know, just having, oh, woe is me type attitudes and life is so hard, I don't know what I'm going to do, and disaster comes, I don't know what to do. No, we know exactly what we're going to do. We're going to rise up, we're going to fight, and we're going to win. Amen? So you might hear about some warnings. You might even have dreams. I was talking to a friend of mine today that's had a few dreams in the last little while. And they are warning dreams. And so we were talking it through, saying, well, this is how we're going to handle those, is to turn it around, to bring it through on the other side, because the enemy is being exposed, right? It's just like the thief is being exposed. And, you know, I don't know, if you were a thief and you found out that everyone knew your plan to break into the house, the police are going to be waiting there for you. You probably aren't going to do it then, right? You're probably going to lay that plan down. And that's what we're going to do to the enemy. Remember, we are his enemy. Yes, he is our enemy, but we're more than that. We are his. And he is more afraid of you and me in Christ than we should be of him, because he's just like this little guy. It says in the Bible that at the end, when he's fully exposed, we're going to look at him and squint. It says we're going to squint. We're going to say, is this the one who deceived the nations? What? He's so little. So God wants you to have that perspective now and start heaping blessings upon you and your household, because who God has blessed, no man and no demon can curse. And so do you understand that you are blessed? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you are blessed? God needs you to believe the truth about who you are and what he has for you, because it's your faith in what is true, your connection to that truth, that will manifest it within your life. So I want to just give you encouragement today that when you hear prophetic warnings, it could be in a dream or a vision, or you might hear a prophetic warning on the internet or whatever, to rejoice and be glad and remember that you're an overcomer and that your battle is not against flesh and blood or things in the natural, it's in the spirit. And when you start decreeing the word of God, not the word of the enemy's strategy, but the word of God, when you decree what God says about a situation, then you're on the right track. And we know that God is bringing revival. He's bringing an outstanding move of the Spirit. There's people being saved and baptized. I just heard a testimony from Anna Werner the other day, and she was with Jesse Green. And Anna said that she baptized over 700 people. You know, this is amazing what God is doing. We're seeing people give their lives to Jesus all the time. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, call upon his name. It says, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and receive him into your life. Give him your life. Ask him to forgive you your sins, and for him to live inside your heart, making you the person that you were created and destined to be. Amen. And if you would like more information about giving your life to Jesus Christ, write us at jesus@patriciaking.com. We would love to be able to pray with you further and help you get established in the faith. Okay. So God bless you. And remember that you are the winner. God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. He already spoiled principalities and powers through his finished work on the cross, through what he did for us. It is done. And he wants you to climb inside that victory and live a life full of joy, full of truth, full of love. Today. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.